This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية number 130 ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه. And who would be averse to the religion of Ibrahim عليه السلام except one who makes a fool of himself. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا And we had chosen him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And indeed he, in the hereafter, will be among the righteous. So who would turn away from the religion of Ibrahim except someone who is really harming himself? Except someone who is being foolish? وَمَنْ And who? مَنْ Over here is for the purpose of istifham, meaning it is for the purpose of question. And remember that questions are not always such that demand an answer. There are also rhetorical questions. Over here, man is a rhetorical question. It's istifham taqreer. Why? To awaken the listener. To make the listener look carefully into what is being said. And over here, man is not just a rhetorical question, but it is also for the purpose of reproach. It is also for the purpose of tawbih. So who would turn away? Meaning none would turn away. And if someone turns away, then indeed he is being foolish. And this style of speech is to distance the listener from ever doing such a thing. Who would turn away from the religion of Ibrahim except someone who is very foolish? When you hear this, automatically what do you think? I would never do such a thing. So, this style of speech is used why? In order to distance the listener from ever doing such a thing. From ever turning away from the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. مَنْ يَرْغَبُ يَرْغَبُ is from the root letters رَا غَيْن بَ رَغْبَ رَغْبَ means to incline towards something. It means to incline towards something, to turn one's attention and focus towards something. Like we learn, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ And towards your Lord, then incline. Meaning turn to Him, pay attention to Him, focus on Him. So this is the literal meaning of the word رَغْبَ. When the word رَغْبَ is followed by عَن, like over here you see, يَرْغَبُ عَن, it means to turn away from something, to be averse to something, to show aversion to something, to dislike something. When the word رَغْبَ is followed by عَن. Remember that in the Arabic language, words, they have basic meanings. And when you add certain words with them, they give a complete different meaning to the word. Just as in English, when you add certain prepositions, the meaning changes. For example, put in, put off, put away, put on. When you add these prepositions on, in, off, changes the meaning of the word put. Right? So similarly, in the Arabic language, when you add prepositions such as an, fi, bi, then the meaning changes. So raghba primarily means to turn towards something, to pay attention to something, and when it is followed by an, it means the exact opposite, to turn away from something, to dislike something, to have no interest in something. But remember, this is always deliberate. So, يَرْغَبُ عَنْ He turns away from, meaning he deliberately leaves. He deliberately abandons. He dislikes. He doesn't have any interest in. In what? مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Remember the word مِلَّة is from the root letters, ميم, لام, لام. And the word millah is used for a religion, a creed that a person follows. And the word millah also applies to a religious community, meaning followers of a particular faith. So over here, millah of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The practice of Ibrahim alayhi salam? What was that? The way of submission to Allah. The way of ikhlas. The way of sincerity. So Allah questions over here, who would turn away from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is the way of submission to Allah, illa man safiha nafsah, except for someone who is being foolish, except for someone who is making a fool of himself. The word safiha is from the root letters sin fa ha, sin fa ha, safaha, and safaha means foolishness. We have done the word as-sufaha earlier in the context of the munafiqun, those who are foolish. Safaha is foolishness. And safiha, the verb that you see over here, it means to indulge in foolishness, to indulge in stupidity, to make a fool of oneself. Remember that safaha is the opposite of rushd. Rushd is guidance. What is rushd? Guidance. It is used for the maturity of a person's mind. When a person is mature, when a person is rightly guided. So safaha is the exact opposite of that. What is it? When a person is not using his mind, when he's not being serious about something, he's being foolish, he's indulging in stupidity. And remember that there are two reasons behind safaha. There could be two reasons behind foolishness. One is that a person is ignorant. A person doesn't know because of lack of knowledge. And secondly, the second reason could be that a person has little understanding. What is it? A person has little understanding about something. So when a person, either he doesn't know or he doesn't fully know about something, he is not serious with what he is dealing with. He doesn't take it seriously. So safaha is foolishness that is with ignorance, that is with negligence. So over here, Allah is questioning us, who would turn away from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, except for the one who safiha nafsa, except for the one who reveals himself to be a fool, except for the one who is becoming a fool. Now what does it mean by safiha nafsahu? Nafsahu, himself. What does it mean by safiha nafsahu? Safiha nafsahu has been understood as, first of all, that man safiha fi nafsihi, meaning a person who is foolish and ignorant concerning himself. A person who is foolish and ignorant concerning himself. What have we been created for? Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who doesn't worship Allah, a person who doesn't submit to Allah, what is he doing? He's not fulfilling the purpose of his life. So safiha nafsa, meaning the one who ignores that his soul has been created to worship Allah and that it is obliged to worship Him. So in other words, he is ignorant of what is necessary for himself. Just imagine any gadget, any machine, and if it is not used for its purpose, what's happening to it? Either it's going to be misused, or it's going to just sit there, rust, decay, it's going to finish. Right? Because the purpose for which it was made, it was not used for it. So it is being wasted. So man safiha nafsa is the one who does not have any self-awareness. The one who does not have any self-awareness. Secondly, others have said that man safiha nafsa means that a person who is treating himself with foolishness. A person who is treating himself with foolishness. Imagine a machine and a person is treating it with foolishness, meaning he's not using it properly. Instead of putting dishes in the dishwasher, he puts clothes in the dishwasher. What is he going to do? He's going to ruin the machine. He's going to ruin his clothes. Right? So, similarly, man safiha nafsa is the one who is degrading his soul. The one who is destroying his soul. The one who is harming himself. The only person who would turn away from the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam is the one who is ignorant concerning himself. Is the one who is wasting himself. Is the one who is destroying himself. Is the one who is being a fool. Who is acting like a fool. He doesn't have any self-awareness. Now the question is, what is the way of Ibrahim a.s.? The way of Ibrahim a.s. was the way of Tawheed. Was the way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Was the way of doing everything sincerely for the sake of Allah. His way was the way that was free from shirk, free from worshipping or serving others. So his way was the way of ikhlas. It was the way of sincerity. We learn in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 79, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-arda hanifa wama ana min al-mushrikeen. Indeed, I have turned my face toward He who created the heavens and the earth, inclining toward truth, and I am not of those who associate others with Allah. So what was the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam? The way of submitting to the Lord of the worlds. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. He is the one who created me. So it is He who has the exclusive right of being worshipped. It is He who deserves my loyalty. It is He whom I must turn to in the times of difficulty. So His way was the way of sincerity, the way of loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn in Surah Al-Najm, ayah number 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, who fulfilled his obligations to Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was someone who acknowledged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Lord, and then he did not turn away from obeying Allah. He fulfilled his obligations to his Lord. And because this was the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam, Allah liked his way. Allah approved of the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam. Allah liked his tawheed. Allah liked his ikhlas. Allah liked his worship of Allah alone. And because Allah liked the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam, He also commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhis salam. We learn in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 161, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Say, indeed my Lord has guided me to a straight path, دِينًا قِيَمًا, a correct religion, مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inclining toward truth, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not among those who associated others with Allah. So we learned that the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam was the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked. And this is why he commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well to follow the way of Ibrahim, to teach the way of Ibrahim, to promote the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We learned that the people of the book, the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and the Nasara, they call themselves as the children of the prophets, the followers of the prophets. They associated themselves with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in fact they were his descendants. But when it came to following religion, they didn't follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and instead they followed their own desires. They had divided up the deen according to their own whims, according to their own desires, and the one who was calling them to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was he? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The people of the book, they refused to follow him. So over here, they are being reprimanded indirectly. You claim to be the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But are you really followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam? You're not. Because if you were, then you would accept the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because his way is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And if anyone turns away from the way of Ibrahim, he is being foolish. He is wasting himself. He is harming himself. He is unaware of himself. We see over here in this part of the ayah that the main message is that any person who turns away from the way of Ibrahim is foolish. Why? Because the way of Ibrahim was the way of submission to Allah, was the way of worshipping Allah. And anyone who does not worship Allah alone, what is he doing? He is being foolish. He is harming himself. So no matter how intelligent a person may think himself to be, no matter how knowledgeable a person may consider himself, no matter what status he has, no matter what group he belongs to, he is foolish if he does not submit to the Lord of the worlds. He is foolish if he does not submit to the Lord of the worlds. He is wasting himself. He is harming himself. He is ignorant of himself if he does not submit to the Lord of the worlds. You know, these days we learn about self-awareness and people go to know the giant within them and to know their abilities to develop self-awareness. You cannot have self-awareness until and unless you submit to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted to Allah. His way got the stamp of approval. If anyone turns away from the way of Ibrahim, he is harming himself. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And certainly, we chose him in this world. We chose who in this world? Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the one who was chosen, you wouldn't follow his way? You wouldn't follow his footsteps? اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ. اصْطَفَيْنَا is from the root letters صاد فا واو صفا, which means to be pure. What does it mean? To be pure. And اصطفا is to choose the purest, to select the cleanest, to choose that which is best. How is it best? Because it is most pure. You may have heard of the name صفية. It is also from the same root. صفية is one who is chosen. So اصطفيناه, we chose him. Why? Because he was very pure. Because he was very sincere. Because he was very loyal. Because he submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ اصطفيناه فِي الدُّنْيَا. And how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose him? How was Ibrahim alayhi salam chosen? He was made the imam. إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. He was made a leader of all mankind. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him as his friend. We learn in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 125, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah took Ibrahim alayhi salam as an intimate friend. As an intimate friend. So he was chosen as who? As a friend of Allah. And also he was chosen how? He was given righteous offspring. He became the father of all the prophets. Abul Anbiya. He became the father of prophets. Also, he was chosen, meaning he is praised. Every time that we say the durood, we send the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do we say? Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, kama barakta ala Ibrahim. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He was chosen in the dunya. If we find out about somebody who is very successful in the dunya, what do we do? What did he do? We follow his ways. Right? Ibrahim a.s. was chosen in the dunya. He was someone who was successful. You will turn away from his way? Only a person who is foolish will turn away from the way of Ibrahim a.s. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And indeed he in the hereafter is surely among the righteous. Who is among the righteous? Ibrahim a.s. In the dunya, he is successful. He was chosen. In the hereafter, he will be among the salihin. Salihin is a plural of the word salih. And salih is from the root letters sad, lam, ha. Salah means to be right and proper. Salih is one who is good, the one who is righteous. So he will be among the righteous in the hereafter. Where will the righteous be in the hereafter? In Jannah. In darajat al-ula. In the highest ranks in paradise. Ibrahim a.s. will be amongst them. So his dunya was good, and his hereafter will also be good. He was someone who was successful in this dunya, and he is also going to be successful in the hereafter. Why? Because of what he did. Because of his obedience to Allah. Because of his submission to Allah. And this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all of us to adopt. And if anyone does not follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is harming himself. Why was Ibrahim alayhi salam chosen? Why was he chosen? We learn from the next ayah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Lord said to him, submit, and he said, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. And who would be averse to the religion of Ibrahim except one who makes a fool of himself? Meaning, a person who turns away from the way of Ibrahim a.s., which was the way of submission to Allah, is only harming himself, is only making a fool of himself. Because Ibrahim a.s., وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And we had chosen him in this world. Ibrahim a.s. was given a very high status, was given success in the dunya. He was made a leader. He was a khalid of Allah. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And in the hereafter, he will be among the righteous. So we see that the way a person is in the dunya, that is how his end will be in the hereafter. Ibrahim a.s. was chosen in the dunya because of his work, because of his sacrifice. And in the hereafter, he will be chosen. Why? Because of how he had lived in the dunya. Now, why was he chosen in the dunya? Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember, recall, when your Lord said to him, submit. إِذْ over here has been understood in two ways. First of all, إِذْ is directly connected with the first ayah. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ. We chose him in the dunya. When did we choose him? Why did we choose him? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When your Lord said to him, submit, and he submitted, that is when Ibrahim a.s. was chosen. Secondly, it has been said that idh over here gives the meaning of udhkuru, meaning remember this incident when. So over here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Ibrahim a.s. Just as when we really like someone, when we remember the good that they have done, we have very good memories of them and we talk about them. Remember when they said this. Remember when she brought this. Remember when she did this. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of this particular incident. That remember when his Lord said to him, Aslim. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit. Aslim is from Sin Lam Mim, and Islam, Aslama Yuslimu Islam, is to completely submit oneself to another. And it's not just submission, but it implies obedience and humility as well. Because remember that the word Muslim is used for a camel who has submitted to its master. It is humble in the sense that it does not rebel, and it is obedient, that no matter where the master takes it, the camel goes. So Aslim. Allah said to Ibrahim a.s., submit. What does it mean by submit over here? Meaning, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Devote yourself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, one is to have the title of being a Muslim. And the other is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to every aspect of one's life. Every aspect. Whether it is ibadah, or it is, you know, earning wealth, or it is spending one's wealth, or it is dealing with one's relatives. Islam is to completely submit to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to. Meaning, to do something as Allah wants us to do it, with regards to every single aspect of our lives. Ibrahim alayhi salam was told submit. What did he do? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. We see over here that Ibrahim alayhi salam's response is mentioned right away. And this response shows as if he did not even wait for a minute. As if he didn't wait, he wasn't reluctant. He didn't question why or how or when. Allah told him, submit. And he said, I have submitted. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now what is our reaction when we learn of a command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us? If it is a simple thing, such as waking up for Fajr every day, do we get up right away? أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Or do we keep hitting the alarm clock? And eventually when there is 5 minutes left, just get up and quickly pray. Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, submit. And he said right away, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He didn't wait. He wasn't reluctant. When it's the hukum of Allah, what is the command that we're given? Submit. And what are we supposed to do? Submit. Because if we even use logic, the one who created us, because he is the Rabb of Alameen, right? The one who created us, the one who fashioned us, the one who shaped us, the one who gave us everything that we have, the one who knows what is best for us, his command is going to be that which is best for us. Many times, we do not obey right away. Why? Because we fear that if we follow the command, we're going to suffer in some way or the other. But whose command is it? The command is of Rabbul Alameen, Rabb of the worlds, not someone ordinary. So if it is He who is commanding me, His command is that which is best for me. So why hesitate? Why wait? Why wonder? Just go and do it right away. And even if there seems to be some temporary loss or harm, that loss or harm is only temporary. It's not permanent. And eventually, the gain, the benefit, is long-term in submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told him, submit. And he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Earlier we read in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 112, بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Yes, whoever submits his face in Islam to Allah while being a doer of good will have his reward with his Lord, and no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was told to obey, and he obeyed. He was told submit, and he submitted, without any reluctance, without any hesitation, without any delay. Recitation.
وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَن مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَن سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
So we see in these two verses that Ibrahim alayhi salam's way was a way of submission to Allah. And this is why Allah approved of his way. And this is why Allah chose him. And this is why Allah has commanded us to follow his way as well. And anyone who does not follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam is being a fool. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Ya'qub. يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you this religion, so do not die except while you are Muslims. وَوَصَّى بِهَا. وَصَّى is from the root letters وَوْ صَادْ يَا, from the word وَصِيَّ. And وَصِيَّ is an important instruction. What is a wasiyah? An important instruction. And this is an important instruction that is given with a lot of emphasis. It is given with a lot of emphasis. How is it given with a lot of emphasis? Just imagine an instruction that is being given, which is very important, and it's being given with a lot of emphasis. How? Sometimes it is repeated over and over again. Sometimes the benefit is mentioned of doing it. Sometimes the harm of not doing it is mentioned. So we see that there is repetition in it. There is warning in it. There is encouragement in it. And also, it is given with a lot of importance by making the other person promise that you have to do it. So wasiyah is an important instruction that is given with a lot of emphasis, and it is taken, it is received as a commitment by the other. Meaning, the other person who takes this instruction commits, he promises that he will do it. The word wasiyah is also used for a will, a final will that a dying person makes, or a person makes right before he dies. Why? Because at that particular time, whatever he says, he really means it. Right? And he says it with a lot of importance. And other people, the relatives, what do? They say, these were his last words. You know, this was his wish. This is what he wanted. And we should really do it. Right? So, wasiyah is also used for that. And remember that when the word wasiyah, wasa, is followed by bi, like over here, wasa biha, it gives a meaning of advising someone about something and making something necessary upon them. Meaning instructing them to do it. It becomes mandatory on them to do it. And it's always before the situation occurs. Meaning to tell them about something before the situation occurs. Tell them to do something before the situation occurs. For example, a dying person says, when I die, then do this and this with my wealth. So the instruction is given before the death. So this is what wasabi means. So wasabiha, meaning he instructed, he advised, and he made this mandatory upon his children. And notice the word wasa. There is another verbal form for the same word, which is awsa. Awsa is that he enjoined, and wasa is also that he enjoined. But wasa is different. Why? Because wasa indicates that that action is being done repeatedly, over and over again, many, many times. So over here we see wasa biha Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoined it. Enjoined what? It refers to that the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Or it may refer to the action of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was aslamtu li rabbil alamin. So wasa biha Ibrahim, meaning all his life he instructed this to his children repeatedly, many, many times, again and again. He commanded them, he told them to do the same. This is what he commanded his children over and over again throughout his life. Make sure you submit to Allah. Make sure you submit to Allah. Make sure you're a Muslim. Make sure you follow this way, the way of submission to Allah. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. The word bani, as you know, is a plural of ibn. Who were the sons of Ibrahim a.s.? Ismail and Ishaq. So we learn over here that Ibrahim a.s. commanded his children to also submit to Allah. And he commanded them not just once or twice, but he commanded them again and again, with a lot of emphasis. Why? Because he found this to be very important. When you find something very important, you make sure that your children do the same. When you find something very important or something very beneficial, you give it to your children as well. If you want to know the importance of something in the sight of someone or near someone, you should see if they give it to their children. If they give it to their children, you will know that they really give importance to it. And if they don't give it to their children, it shows that they don't give importance to it. So over here, Ibrahim a.s. had the deen, he submitted to Allah, and he desired the same for his children. He wanted his children to do the same as well. He wanted his children to submit to Allah as well. Why? Because without it, a person is making a fool of himself. A person is harming himself. A person is destroying himself. He is not fulfilling the purpose of his life. Who else did this? Who else commanded his children? Wa Ya'qub and Ya'qub alayhi salam. Meaning Ya'qub alayhi salam also commanded his children to do the same. Who was Ya'qub alayhi salam? The son of Ishaq alayhi salam, who was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ya'qub alayhi salam was, what was his title? Israel. So he was the father of Bani Israel. So he did the same. What did he do? Ya Baniya, O my sons. Baniya is actually Banin and Ya. Banin meaning sons, and Ya indicating my. So Baniya, my sons. O my children, O my sons. Inna Allaha, indeed Allah, istafa, he has chosen. Again, istafa, istafayna, what does it mean? To choose. So istafa, he has chosen, lakum, for you. What has he chosen for you? A deen, the religion. Allah has chosen the religion for you. Meaning Allah has chosen this deen for you. Which deen? Which religion? The religion of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The religion of Tawheed. The word deen is from the root letters Dal Ya Noon, and the word deen is used for religion, and it is also used for amal. It is also used for actions, for ibadah, for worship. Otherwise we have understood the meaning of deen to be recompense, maliki yawm al-deen. Why? Because whatever you do now, if you follow religion, what do you get? The amal that you do, what do you get? Recompense for it. Right? So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah has chosen the deen for you. Now, we see over here that Ibrahim a.s. and Yaqub a.s. also, because both of them said this to their children, the manner in which they address their children, يَا بَنِيَّ, O my children, there is love, there is compassion, there is care in this address, there is sincerity in this address. When we want our children to do something, how do we address them? With a lot of love, isn't it? When we really want somebody to do something, we address them with love. They wanted their children to submit to Allah, and so this is why they were very loving in the manner that they addressed them. And so it becomes more necessary and mandatory upon us that when we call people to deen, we should also be very gentle and loving. We shouldn't be harsh. Ya baniya. And what did he say to them? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. He didn't say, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do. No. Allah has chosen this deen for you. Allah wants you to follow this deen. So we see that the love of Allah is being placed in the hearts of the children. Not their own fear, but the love of Allah. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. So do not die. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, except while you are Muslims. تَمُوتُنَّ is from the root letters ميم واو تا. مَا تَيَمُوتُ, موت means death. And notice the word تَمُوتُنَّ, the noon at the end, with the شَدَّة. This gives the meaning of definitely. This gives the meaning of definitely. And when the verb تَمُوتُنَّ is preceded by أَلَّا, which means not, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ, don't you dare die. Don't die at all. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, except while you are in the state of submission to Allah. What does it mean? Make sure you live as a Muslim throughout your life, so that when you die, you are a Muslim. Because we don't know when death is coming to us. We don't know when we're supposed to die. Only when we live as a Muslim can we make sure that we die as a Muslim. Because a person, we know that whatever is important to a person in his life, that is what comes out at the time of death. There are people who love singing or who love a particular thing, and at the time of death, that is what they're talking about. People who love their wealth, love their business, at the time of their death, what are they saying? My wealth, my money, do this, do that. I don't want to lose this. So whatever is important to a person, that is what they die upon. And also this indicates that لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, meaning cling to Islam. Stay as a Muslim throughout your life. Never leave it for even a day, for even a part of a day. لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You must not die except in a state of Islam. Why? Because if a person dies in a state other than Islam, then that religion, that way of life, is not acceptable to Allah. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires other than Islam as religion, never will it be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers. So we see over here that they're instructing their children, make sure you live as a Muslim, you stay as a Muslim, you submit to Allah, and you die as a Muslim as well. لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub alayhi salam, when he said to his sons, what will you worship after me? Or As we know, when it comes at the beginning of a sentence, it is for istifham, it is for question. And over here, it gives a sense of denial. Or were you present? Meaning, you were not present. You weren't there. So, am kuntum, you were. You over here refers to the Bani Israel, the Yahud. Were you shuhada? Shuhada is a plural of shaheed, from the root letters sheen, ha, dal. And shaheed or shahid, shuhada is a plural of shaheed or shahid. Shaheed or shahid is used for a witness. What is it? It is used for a witness. Someone who is present at a place and he witnesses, he observes at what is happening. He sees something happen as well. So shuhada over here means, were you witnesses? Meaning, were you present? Did you witness the scene? Which scene? إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. When death approached Yaqub alayhi salam. حَضَرَ is from the root letters حَضَرَ, and حَضَرَ means to be present, to arrive, to approach, to be in the presence of someone. So إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ, when death approached Yaqub alayhi salam. What does it mean? When death approached Yaqub alayhi salam, meaning it was very obvious that Yaqub alayhi salam was going to die. He was in the state of the agony of death in which the soul is departing. It was very clear, the signs of death were visible. Who is being addressed over here? The Bani Israel, the Yahud, they used to say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will always remain Jews. Why? Because Yaqub alayhi salam advised us to be Jews. Even though you brought the right message, even if you are a messenger of God, still, we cannot believe in you. Why? Because we were commanded by our forefather that we must always remain Jews. Therefore, we're not going to leave our religion, even if you're right. So over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them. Were you present over there when death came to Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was about to die? No, you were not present over there. You have no idea as to what happened. You have just fabricated this thing. What actually happened when death approached Yaqub alayhi salam? إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ, when he said to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what is it that you're going to worship after me? He questions them. He doesn't impose upon them. He questions them. What is it, who is it, that you're going to worship مِنْ بَعْدِي, after me? Meaning after I die. What was their response? قَالُوا, they said, meaning his sons, all of his children present over there, what did they say? They said, نَعْبُدُ, we will worship إِلَهَكَ, your God. Who are they referring to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the one whom you worshipped all your life. The one whom Yaqub alayhi salam worshipped all his life. Who was he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will worship who? Who else is he? He is your God, wa ilaha abaik, and he is also the God of your fathers. Which fathers of yours? Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq. Who is he? He is ilahan wahida. He is one God. Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will worship your God, who is the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, and he is one God, Allah. The word Aba is the plural of the word Ab, from the root letters Hamza, Ba, Ya. And the word Ab is used for father, and literally it gives the meaning of breeding or training someone, bringing them up, looking after them. It is said, فُلَانٌ يَأْبُ الْيَتِيمُ, meaning so-and-so, he looks after the orphan. So what is the role of the father? That he looks after, he trains, he brings up who? His children. Right? And the plural form that you see over here, أَبَى, fathers, the plural form is used for grandfathers. It is used for paternal uncles. It is used for forefathers, you can say. A person's father is only, you know, their father, their biological father. But when you use a plural, it refers to the father, the grandfather, the uncle, because they're all at the level of father. So we will worship your God, who is the God of your father, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. Now the question is, Ismail a.s. is called their father over here. Whereas Ismail a.s. was Yaqub a.s.'s paternal uncle. Wasn't he? Ibrahim a.s. had two sons, remember? Ismail and Ishaq. And Ishaq a.s. son was Yaqub. So who was Ismail a.s. to Yaqub? His paternal uncle. Okay? So he is called his father, but he was not actually his father. So why is he mentioned over here? First of all, as I told you, the plural form includes who? Paternal uncle as well. Secondly, he has been mentioned over here because the status of an uncle is like that of a father. The status of a paternal uncle is like that of a father. The status is the same. There is a hadith that is mentioned in Al-Bukhari in which the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Umar, أَمَا شَعَرْتَ أَنَّ عَمَّ الرَّجُلِ صِنْوُ أَبِيهِ. Umar, bear this in mind, that the uncle of a person is like his father. The uncle of a person is like his father. Just like a person's aunt is like their mother. There is also a hadith in Bukhari that tells us that الْخَالَةُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْأُمْ, that the aunt is like the mother, is in the same position as that of a mother. So what does that show? That we should also respect them the way that we respect our parents. So we learn in this ayah that all of the previous prophets, what did they do? They practiced tawheed, they practiced submission to Allah, and that is the legacy that they left behind as well. They told their children to do the same, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The Bani Israel, they said, our father told us, Yaqub alayhi salam told us, that we cannot leave Judaism. We have to remain Jews. So even if you're right, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not going to accept you because we were told by our forefathers that we must remain on our way. We see over here that sometimes a person, you know, he does wrong things. And who does he blame? Who does he put the name on? Their parents or their elders. I cannot do this because my mother doesn't want me to. Because my father doesn't want me to. Because, you know, this is something that we've never done. It's not a part of our tradition. It's not a part of our culture. Over here, this is exactly what the Bani Israel were doing. And many times, it is just a mere excuse. There is no reality to it. There are so many other things that your forefathers may have been doing that may be prevalent in your culture, but you don't do them. 100 years ago, people wore different clothes. People ate different things. Do those things? No, you don't. But when it comes to religion, why is it that we say that we have to follow our traditions and our customs and our practices? And many times, what a person says that I have to do this because it's a part of my culture, because this is what we've always done, it is a false statement. Many times. Just as in the case of the Bani Israel. They were wrongly accusing Yaqub alayhi salam to have said this to them. And this statement of theirs is being refuted. So over here Allah questions them, were you there? No, you weren't there. Yaqub alayhi salam told his sons, he told his children to practice tawheed. Tilka ummatun, that is an ummah, that is a nation. Who? What is tilka referring to? Tilka is used to point to something that is far. And over here, tilka is pointing to the ummah, the group, the community, the people. Which people? Over here it refers to the group of their forefathers. Who? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. They are an ummah. The word ummah is from the root letters Hamza Mim Mim, And ummah is used for a group of people or a group of living beings that have something in common. Even if they be, you know, living across different places or different times, but they have something uniting them. For example, an ummah can be used for a group of people who are living in the same place, a group of people of the same time, or a group of people who follow the same religion, okay? A group of people who are the followers of a particular leader, the word ummah can be used for that. So they are an ummah. Meaning these forefathers, they're an ummah, قَدْ خَلَتْ. In fact, they have passed. خَلَتْ is from the root letters خَا لَمْ وَاوْ خَلَا يَخْلُو. We have done this word earlier as well, which literally means to become empty, and it's also used for someone who has passed away. So they have passed, they have gone, they have passed on, they have died. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. For it, it will have whatever it has earned. Meaning for this ummah, it will get whatever it has earned. Kasabat is from the root letters kaf sin ba, and kasaba is to work in order to gain some profit. So whatever that they strove for, whatever that they worked for, they will get the consequences of that. They will get the reward for their actions. Who will do? They will get. Why? Because they will get what they earned. They will get the reward of their actions. Because they did it. Walakum, and for you, who does you refer to? Primarily refers to Bani Israel, and after them everybody else. That for you, ma kasabtum, what you have earned yourself, what you have acquired yourself. What does it mean? That you will not get their reward and they will not get your reward. Everybody gets what they have worked for. So what is necessary? What is it that we have to do? Work. We have to work ourselves. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ, and you will not be questioned. Who does you refer to? Again, primarily refers to Bani Israel and after them everybody else. That you will not be questioned, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about what they used to do, about what who used to do, about the previous people, about other people. And in the same way, they will not be asked about what you did. So at the end of the day, every person is accountable for their own deeds. Every person is individually responsible and accountable for their own deeds. We cannot say that just because we are the children of so-and-so, therefore, they were successful, we will be successful. If a person's mother is a doctor, if a person's father is a doctor, does it mean they will be a doctor as well? No. Only if they learn to become a doctor. They can't just be a born doctor. So similarly, there are people, they have gone. They will get what they strove for, and you will get what you strive for. You will not be questioned about what they did. They will not be questioned about what you did. Many times in religion, we use excuses such as, we belong to a particular family, we belong to a particular ummah, and therefore, we will be successful. No. You will be successful because of what you do. They submitted, which is why they were successful. If you submit to Allah, then you will be successful. Let's listen to the recitation.
وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ ذَلِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
So we learn from this ayah that if we don't do anything for ourselves, then somebody else's actions, they cannot help us. We have to do something ourselves to help us. Other people's actions are not going to benefit us. In the dunya, what happens? If we have something and our children don't have it, if we have something and our friends don't have it, what do? We give them some of what we have. But in the hereafter, this is not going to work. Everybody will get the reward for their own actions. We learn in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 164, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى And no bearer of burden will bear the burden of another. Everybody will get what they deserve. The only thing that can help a person on that day are his deeds. There is a hadith that is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim in which the Prophet ﷺ said that three things follow the dead person to the grave. What are they? His family, his wealth, and his deeds. Two of these things come back, and only one stays with him. His relatives and his wealth, they come back, and his deeds, they stay with him. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ Wealth and relatives, they go back. What is it that we take with us? Our deeds. For example, when a person dies, his relatives, they come to bury him on his car, on the car that he bought. And when they go back, what do? Do they leave the car over there? No. They take it back. We learn in Surah Al-Najm, ayah 39, Allah says, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى There is not for man except that good for which he strives. We will only get that what we strive for. We will only get that what we strive for. And if we don't strive for something, how are we meant to get it? If we don't do something, how are we meant to get its reward? وَقَالُوا And they say, كُونُوا You all become. هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا Become Jews or Christians and you will be rightly guided. The Jews say, become Jews, you will be rightly guided. The Christians say, become Christians and you will be rightly guided. Again we see over here the nature of human beings that they claim that only they are right and everybody else is wrong. Everybody thinks themselves to be right no matter how wrong they are. Isn't it so? Whether it is with regards to religion or with regards to the way of doing a particular thing, everybody thinks their way is right and everybody else is wrong. But what does Allah say? قُلْ سَيْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Rather, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Meaning, follow the millah of Ibrahim. The correct way is which way? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The way of guidance is which way? The way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When a person follows the way of Ibrahim, then he is rightly guided. And what is the way of Ibrahim? Of Tawheed, of submission to Allah. Who was Ibrahim alayhi salam? Hanifa. One who is unswerving. One who inclines to the truth only. The word Hanif is from the root letters Ha, Noon, Fa. Ha, Noon, Fa. Hanafa literally means to lean, to incline towards one side. What does it mean? To lean or to incline towards one side. And it is to incline towards one side and become firm on that particular way and leave everything else. What does it mean? That a person inclines onto one side, onto one particular thing, and he becomes firm on it, and he leaves everything else. In pre-Islamic times, the word Hanif was used for a person who left idolatry, who left worshipping idols, who left committing sin, who left, you know, dunya and everything, and he became the worshipper of one God. He became the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Because remember that before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a prophet, there were some people who did not worship idols. And they were given the term of hunafa, of being hanif. So Allah tells us that the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam was what? Of being a hanif. He was someone who focused only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left everything else. And he became firm on what? On the tawheed of Allah. He was a true monotheist. A man of pure belief. A man of natural belief. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he was not of those who commit shirk. Now why is this mentioned over here? وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ To emphasize. To make the point very clear. That the way of Ibrahim a.s. is the way of tawheed. The way of not doing any shirk. So what do we learn from this ayah? In every era, in every time, there are people who think that they are upon the truth. And they call others to that particular way. But what is the way of truth? The way of tawheed. The way of believing in Allah only. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ Say, O believers, that we have believed in Allah and what has been revealed to us and what has been revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Ya'qub and the Asbat, meaning the descendants. Qulu. This is a command that is being given to the Prophet ﷺ and his entire ummah, his entire nation. Say this by your tongue. And also show this by your actions. Declare this belief. What? Say, declare, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ That we are believers in Allah. We believe in Allah. In His existence, in His oneness, in the fact that He is the Creator, in the fact that He is the only one who deserves worship. Say that you believe in Allah. And we also believe in what? Wama and that which unzila ilayna, what was sent down upon us. What is it that has been sent to us? The Quran. And not just the Quran, but also everything else that was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we believe in the Quran as well. What else do we believe in? Wama unzila ila Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq wa Yaqub, and whatever that was given to all of these prophets. Now what was Ibrahim a.s. given? We learned that he was given some suhuf, you know, some scriptures. And some say that he was given 10 of them. And by scriptures I don't mean book. Suhuf, sahifa is used for like a leaflet, a very small document. So it has been said that he was given 10 of them. What Ismail? What was Ismail a.s. given? We do not know exactly what was revealed to him, but we do know that he was a prophet, and he was given some instructions, and whatever they were, we believe in them. Wa Ishaq, and whatever Ishaq was given. Again, we don't know exactly what he was given, but we believe in it. Wa Yaqub, and also whatever Yaqub a.s. was given, we also believe in that. What else do we believe in? Whatever was given to Al-Asbat. Whatever the Asbat were given. The word asbat is the plural of the word sibt. Sibt. From the root letters, seen, ba, ta. And the word sibt literally means to spread. What does it mean? To spread. When something grows. The word is used for a tree that has branches. Because what do branches do? The tree as it grows, the branches, they spread. And when a tree has branches, it shows that it has grown a lot. Right? So this is the literal meaning of the word sibt. The word sibt is also used for a grandson. Why? Because the birth of a grandchild, what does it show? It conveys the idea of the growth of the family. Doesn't it? The extensiveness of the family. The family has grown, the family has extended. Right? So asbab, the word that you see over here, is used for children, grandchildren. And from this, the word asbab is used for a tribe. What is it used for? Tribes. Because there is a person, he has children, and then he has grandchildren, and then they have grandchildren. And eventually what happens? They form into a tribe. But remember that the word asbab is used specifically for the tribes of Banu Israel. They are specifically used for the tribes of Banu Yaqub, for the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. And how many were they? 12. 12 tribes. So asbat is used for the tribes of Bani Israel. So over here, we are told that say that you also believe in what was given to the asbat, what was revealed to the asbat. What does it mean by this? Asbat, as we know, refers to the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. And in the context, what it means by asbat is the prophets who were from among the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. The prophets who were from among the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. For example, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam. All of these prophets are from among who? The Bani Israel. So they are given the term Asbat. They are given the term Asbat. So say that you also believe in what was given to the Asbat. And that you also believe in what? وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. And whatever Musa a.s. was given, and Isa a.s. was given. What was Musa a.s. given? The Torah. What was Isa a.s. given? The Injil. And remember that ma over here does not just refer to ayat al-shar'i. Ayat shar'i meaning only the text, but it also refers to miracles and all other teachings that these messengers were given. So وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى doesn't just refer to Torah and Injil, but it also refers to the miracles. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ and whatever the prophets were given from their Lord. النَّبِيُّونَ is a plural of النَّبِي. Now which prophets are these? How are they different from Asbat? Asbat refers to only those prophets from among the Bani Israel. And An-Nabiyyun refers to all other prophets. All other prophets before Ibrahim a.s. Whatever the prophets were given from their Lord. Asbat refers to the messengers, especially from among the Bani Israel. And An-Nabiyyun, all the other prophets like those before Ibrahim alayhi salam, for example, Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam. So وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. So what do we learn from this part of the ayah? That we as believers have been commanded to believe in what? Not just what we have been given, not just in the Quran, but everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Every message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed to the human beings. We learn from Surah Al-Hadid, ayah number 25, Allah says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We have already sent our messengers with clear evidences. So what do we believe in? All these clear evidences that were sent. And sent down with them the scripture and the balance that the people may maintain their affairs in justice. So in other words, we believe in all of the prophets, in all of the messengers. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We do not differentiate between anyone amongst them. The word نفرق is from فرقاف. فرق. What does فرق mean? To separate, to divide. And فرق, يفرق, is to make division, to make distinction between some things, to discriminate between some things. So over here, لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We do not make any division amongst the messengers. How? By believing in some and disbelieving in others. But on the contrary, we actually believe in all of them. Remember that when it comes to belief in the messengers, we believe in all of them. But who do we follow? The Prophet ﷺ. And remember that messengers, they brought two things, or they were given two things. First of all, they were given their aqidah, their belief. And secondly, they were given a sharia. What is a sharia? The way of practicing the deen. Now remember that their aqidah, the belief, has been the same from the first messenger to the last. Okay? And the way of practicing the deen has varied. So over here, لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We do not discriminate between any of them, meaning we believe in all of them. But we don't follow every single one of them. We follow who? The Prophet ﷺ. Because the sharia that he was given, that is what we have been commanded to follow. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we are to him ones who submit. To who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in all of them without making any distinction, and we believe in whatever was revealed upon them, and who do we submit to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We learn from Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 285, كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. All of them have believed in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers, saying, we make no distinction between any of His messengers. So our belief is to believe in all of the messengers. Let's listen to the recitation.
وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
So we see in these verses that the Bani Israel, as we have seen previously in the surah, they were specially invited to believe in the Prophet ﷺ. And instead of believing, they came up with many, many excuses. And of them was that we cannot believe in you because this is our faith, you know, Judaism, we cannot leave it. This is what we were commanded to follow by our forefathers. And over here, they are told, this is not what your forefathers practiced. Your forefathers practiced the way of Tawheed, practiced the way of submission to Allah. And this is the exact same way that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preaching, that he is teaching. Which is why all the believers have been told, say that you believe in Allah and everything that all of the messengers were given, and that you submit to Allah, because that was the way of the messengers. So, O Bani Israel, if you're truly followers of the messengers, then you must believe in all of the messengers, and you must submit to Allah alone. which is exactly what they have been told in the next verse.